This is an Odd Your Boo FAQ for some questions from a student in the US. I won't give your name because I haven't asked your permission, but I'll record my answers to your questions on Odd Your Boo, so if others have the same questions, they don't have to ask them again. The first question is, what do I think of the strengths in journalism blogging that traditional news operations perhaps lack? In some senses, I'd probably defer to some research I did a couple of years ago, which asked journalists themselves what they thought blogging had done to their journalism, had done to their processes, that was perhaps different from how they'd done journalism before. And a number of themes came through very strongly. One was that they felt a lot closer to their audience. They felt that they had a much stronger idea of who they are and what they wanted. And in some senses, this replaced the traditional, or complemented the traditional editor's role of saying, this is what our readers want. In many cases, the journalists themselves knew that, you might argue, even better than the editor themselves, because the editor's just going on a hunch quite often, or maybe the odd focus group. But the journalists themselves are much more in touch with that, certainly in terms of the people who read their blogs and interact with us. That is, of course, separate from everyone who reads the newspaper, but it is also broader than the selective impression that an editor would get. So I think that's one real strength. The other strength is that it provides a space for journalism that would not necessarily find a place in a print or broadcast publication or programme, because there are stories which get chopped, there are stories that get spiked, there are stories that have to fit the narrative of television, radio and print. And so, for example, stories which don't have particularly strong visuals, which might not make the cut on television, might still be blogged about. And that's a real strength, I think, is that you're not necessarily limited by the medium. Also, of course, you can link to other sources. So again, something you couldn't necessarily do in print or broadcast. And there's an opportunity for great transparency, I think, in journalism blogging, to give more of an insight into why you are reporting in the way you are, and to call for input as well. That's another thing that came through strongly from the research, was that people got tremendous input from the former audience. They had experts contributing, they had case studies come forward and so on. So those are, you know, some of the very clear strengths: access to sources and interactivity, different demands, a different space than other platforms, and a closer understanding of what users want.